News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
You made it to Wednesday and halfway through this week. Dr. Bill's got our forecast, even looking forward to the weekend coming up in just a second. First, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning for the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. So far, Mobile Police Department county officers not working any accidents. State troopers there at a hit-and-run pedestrian got hit. Fatality I-10 westbound at the 62-mile marker of Baldwin County. It's about 4 miles past the Alabama-Florida state line. Right-hand lane is blocked off. State troopers have been there for a while. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, they offer the Spring Hill Advantage. Get your trade-in value and out-the-door pricing in 30 minutes or less. With no cost, 2-year, 25,000-mile maintenance at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Will be warmer with temperatures in the upper 70s. Tonight, cloudy with showers developing, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, cloudy with showers and highs in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan, and we're taking Midday Mobile on the road this week. We're traveling to Fairhope to Fairhope Brewing Company for Midday Mobile. Just a block east of 98 on Nichols Avenue, Fairhope Brewing Company, where we're going to be set up, doing the show, and hopefully you can come by and get registered to win the ultimate tailgate prize package, including a perfect tailgate selection from Fairhope Brewing Company. The FM Talk 106.5 crew will be there with me, so come out and say hello. See you on Thursday, live from noon to 2 for Midday Mobile from Fairhope Brewing Company and on FM Talk 106.5.
Fall is finally here, and so are the delicious fall flavors from Cammy's Old Dutch Ice Cream. Choose from pumpkin spice, candy corn, southern cinnamon pecan, carrot cake, German chocolate cake, and banana nut bread homemade ice cream. And making its first seasonal debut, sweet potato ice cream. Get some today. Can't decide? Try them all. Celebrate the season and treat yourself to your favorite fall flavor. Cammy's Old Dutch Ice Cream on the corner of Old Shell and Florida Street. 49 years and still dipping.
All right, 608 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along. Dr. Bill's got our updated forecast and the rain coming our way. This is actually, as he told us yesterday, remnant rain from Hurricane Willa that ends up getting here to the Gulf Coast. It comes into the west coast of Mexico, comes across, gets into South Texas, mixes up with more rain that they've had there, and then it scoots its way east along the Gulf Coast. But right now, clear scan of radar, but that is coming.
Holy cow, that's impressive.
Yeah, it's moving around, huh? 55 now as we get started. And let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. There are 4 unsolved homicide cases right here in Mobile, and police need your help. Back on March 31st, the body of Corey Robinson was found in the front passenger seat of a vehicle, which was found burning on Crenshaw Street. Robinson was just 28 years old. 46-year-old Richard Berry Hill died after he was shot in the stomach on Jones Avenue back on May 25th. When police arrived, they found him suffering from the gunshot wound. He told police he did not know who shot him. He died as a result of his injuries June the 5th. 27-year-old Tevin Gamble, he died September the 6th. He was shot multiple times. His body found in the area of Stanton Road and Brandon Avenue. That shooting prompted a local elementary school to go into lockdown status as police search for that shooter. And 49-year-old Joel Baker, he was shot on Wilson Avenue just before midnight September the 17th. He was transported to a local hospital where he later died. A $2,500 cash reward is being offered for any information leading to the arrests of the person or persons responsible for any of these 4 homicide cases. You can report your tips to Crime Stoppers 251-208-7000. It's a lesson in being careful in what you post on social media. Christopher Carey of Maine posted comments last March threatening concert goers at the Hangout Music Festival in Gulf Shores. He has been behind bars for 1 year. Authorities say he posted that, quote, "I'm bringing an AR-15, so it should be good inside." He also made references to bump stops. After a police complaint was made by the organizers of the festival, a warrant was put out for his arrest in early May. And that was just 4 days before the festival. A grand jury charged him with making interstate threatening communications before he admitted the charge in front of his judge. The judge ordered he undergo 3 years of supervised release after finishing his term of imprisonment, pay a $100 mandatory special assessment, receive substance abuse testing, and receive treatment for substance abuse and mental health. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
I'm a mother, and like most moms, my family is my priority. I'm concerned about our community. I teach my children personal responsibility and the importance of marriage. I feel strongly about the issues facing us today, such as the right to defend myself and my family. I believe a child has a right to life. I believe in smaller government and lower taxes on my family's income. Because of these beliefs, I'll be voting Republican on November 6th.
This message is presented and paid for by the Baldwin County Republican Party.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A winning ticket for the historic Mega Millions jackpot has been sold in South Carolina. The numbers were drawn last night. Early this morning, the South Carolina Education Lottery posted a chart showing that one ticket was the winner. Whoever bought that ticket has won the $1.6 billion prize, the largest lottery prize in history. The winning numbers were 5, 28, 62, 65, and 70. A Bruton man was killed after he ran off the road into a body of water. This happened about 7 o'clock last night near Old Flomaton Road and Campbell Road in Escambia County, Florida. The victim, identified as 37-year-old Jordan Cooper, was driving around a curb when he went off an embankment and into the water. His car became submerged. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Authorities have released surveillance video of a man wanted for a homicide in Milton. The black man is wearing a black long-sleeve shirt with jeans. Santa Rosa County Sheriff's deputies say he's one of three suspects they're looking for in connection with the shooting death of Tyler Howell. Howell's body was found on John Hamm Road on Sunday. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5, coverage you can count on.
Paid political ad by Finley for Circuit Judge.
I'm Carlos Finley. Mobile County deserves an experienced, character-filled judge to serve on its circuit court. A judge with a Christian foundation, strong family values, and a dedicated work ethic who is a responsible fiscal conservative. Judges are held to a higher standard than lawyers, and they should be. I've been sworn to uphold the rule of law as a municipal court judge, and I will continue to do so on the circuit court bench. A good judge doesn't play in the game. They call balls and strikes.
Vote Carlos Finley for Mobile County Circuit Judge. November 6th.
Turn up your voice online. Follow FM Talk 1065 by searching Twitter at FM Talk 1065. Feeding breaking news, weather, traffic, and opinion, plus your replies. Find us at twitter.com at FM Talk 1065.
Good morning, 6:13 on FM Talk 1065. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Boston Red Sox defeated the Los Angeles Dodgers 8-4 at Fenway Park in Game 1 of the World Series.
Red Sox win Game 1 in a 3-hour, 52-minute game. Matt Barnes gets the win. Clayton Kershaw goes to 9-9 in his career in the postseason. He gets the loss.
Chris Sale allowed 3 earned runs on 5 hits with 7 strikeouts in 4 innings for Boston. And on the other side, Clayton Kershaw, who earned the loss, as you just heard, he started for LA and allowed 5 earned runs on 7 hits with 5 strikeouts in 4 innings. The Red Sox offense came to play on Tuesday. Eduardo Nunez hit a pinch hit, 3-run homer in the 7th inning to push the Sox lead to 8-4.
That is him.
J.D. Martinez went 2-for-3 with 2 RBI and a run, and Andrew Benintendi went 4-for-5 with 1 RBI and 3 runs. Here's Benintendi. Actually, we lost that cut. Benintendi spoke after the game saying he loves when the offense jumps on him early. That's exactly what they did last night. Game 2 is in Boston tonight at 7:09. Red Sox will start David Price on the mound, while Los Angeles will go with Hyun-Jin Ryu. At Ladd Peoples Stadium, the Troy Trojans beat the South Alabama Jaguars 38-17 to win this year's battle for the belt. First two quarters were high scoring, with the Trojans taking a 31-17 lead into the locker room at halftime. They would score once more on a quarterback sneak in the fourth quarter. Jags quarterback Evan Orth threw 2 touchdowns on 275 yards passing, but he also threw 3 interceptions to the Trojans' defense. South Alabama receiver Jamarius Way led the Jags with 6 catches for 80 yards and a touchdown, but he was overshadowed by Troy wide receiver Damian Willis, who brought in 5 catches for 132 yards and 2 touchdowns. Troy's record now stands at 6-2, meaning that they're bowl eligible at the end of the season, while the Jags' record falls to 2-6. And with only four games remaining, South would have to go undefeated to earn a bowl invite in head coach Steve Campbell's debut season with the team. Jags next play at Arkansas State on November the 3rd, while Troy will head home to host Louisiana Lafayette on the same day. In NFL news, the New Orleans Saints made a move to upgrade their secondary on Tuesday by trading for New York Giants cornerback Eli Apple. In return, the Giants will receive a fourth-round pick in next year's draft and a seventh-round pick in the 2020 draft. The 23-year-old cornerback was selected in the first round of the 2016 draft out of Ohio State. Apple has 23 tackles this year with one forced fumble. He missed two games earlier in the season with a groin injury. In the NBA on Tuesday, the New Orleans Pelicans beat the LA Clippers 116-109 and are now 3-0 to start the season. Anthony Davis scored 34 points with 13 rebounds. The Detroit Pistons outlasted Philadelphia in overtime, 133-132. Blake Griffin led the Pistons with 50 points, 14 rebounds, and 6 assists, including a game-tying layup and the game-winning free throw on a and-one foul. The 76ers' Joel Embiid scored 33 with 11 rebounds. And the Denver Nuggets defeated Sacramento 126-112. 617 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
All right, and if you haven't checked your tickets yet this morning from last night, it was the Mega Millions drawing, and it went a little something like this.
To win that jackpot, you must bet C's 5 White Balls plus that gold Mega Ball.
That's right.
Yeah. Let's see if I can make you a billionaire tonight.
Ooh.
Our first winning number tonight is 28. That's followed by 70.
All right.
Up next, we have 5. That's followed by...
Looking good.
62, and your final white ball for this Tuesday evening is 65. Now for the Mega Ball. That Mega Ball number is 5. Again, tonight's winning numbers are 28, 75, 62, 65, and the gold Mega Ball is 5. Now, if no one matches all 6 numbers, Friday's jackpot could be $2 billion.
All right, so we need to get that guy a gig on a classic rock station.
Yeah.
Hey, that's right, another long set.
He wasn't near as excited as he needs to be. Okay. I mean, he's pretty excited, but not $1.6 billion excited.
28, 75, 62, 65, Mega Ball 5. Story is what one person in South Carolina has a ticket.
That's what they're saying. And then I think they said 5 in California had all of the numbers except the Powerball. So they're going to have some cash in their pockets that they didn't have last week.
All right. We'll talk more about that with Kelly when we get headlines next.
Where can you find the tools you need to get the job done and get it done right?
Gulf Coast Tools in Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you succeed and save money. Do-it-yourselfers and professionals know where to go. Locally owned and operated Gulf Coast Tools. Tailgating season is here, and Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley.
I'm Brandi Hambright, Republican candidate for Circuit Court Judge. I believe in a Mobile that's safe for all families. That's why I'm endorsed by local law enforcement, the Police Benevolent Association, and retired presiding judge Charlie Graddick. With your vote on November 6th, we will keep dignity, respect, and fairness in the courtroom. I am ready to bring my honest, conservative values to the bench. On November 6th, please vote Republican Brandi Hambright to keep our court conservative.
Paid for by committee to elect Brandi Hambright. P.O. Box 1901, Mobile, Alabama 36633.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Will be warmer with temperatures in the upper 70s. Tonight, cloudy with showers developing, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, cloudy with showers and highs in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, I've got an accident where a pedestrian was hit on the interstate. Fatality, I-10 westbound near the 62-mile marker. That's going to be in Baldwin County, around 4 miles past the Alabama-Florida state line. For now, Mobile Police Department declared no other delays. It's a good ride across the Bayway and the Causeway. It's Dinner and Thriller at the Battle House Hotel coming up this Saturday, October 27th, with a Halloween dinner and show performed by the Mobile Mystery Theater. $62 per person includes a buffet, dinner, wine, and the show inside the Moonlight Ballroom. Find your tickets at Eventbrite.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. And we'll go live to the scene of that pedestrian killed on I-10 in just a couple minutes. Right now, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. We know that at least one person hit last night's Mega Millions jackpot, but millions of people did not. If you live in Alabama and you played, you may have purchased your ticket in either Florida or perhaps New Orleans. But soon, you could purchase that ticket right here in the state. If Senator Doug Jones has his way, the senator in town at the Mobile Democratic Get Out the Vote rally. Senator Jones told the crowd last night how the state has lost billions of dollars over the last two decades as people cross state lines to play, saying, quote, "This lottery is a huge issue. I want people to think about how much money the state has lost over the years, simply because folks won't pass a lottery bill. That is money that is going to every state in the union except for five, and that includes Alabama. It's time we do that." Senator Jones also believes it's time that Alabama approves, quote, "early voting, making the polls more accessible to more voters." Hot Bench host Tanya Acker, she was the keynote speaker for the evening. Mobile police need your help this morning as they search for the second suspect in that triple shooting on Raven Drive last Saturday night. One man was killed. 18-year-old Miles Cables was originally looked at as a person of interest by authorities, but is now wanted for his involvement in the shooting of Justin Mooney, a Mobile City employee, who was sadly gunned down in his own mother's driveway. The main suspect, 23-year-old Patrick Johnson, was charged with murder late Monday night and for the shooting of two others. Mayor Simpson said, quote, "We lost one of our very own. Justin Mooney was a public service worker who served the city of Mobile and our citizens for more than a decade in special operations. We mourn for his family, friends, and colleagues and offer our thoughts and prayers during this difficult time. If you have information which could assist in this case, you're urged to contact Mobile Police." This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 623 FM Talk 106.5. All right, so thank you, Senator Doug Jones, because nobody's been talking about that. He says that event yesterday, lots of people from Alabama going across state lines to buy lottery tickets.
Interesting.
It must have been something you get with, you know, as a senator, you get extra staff to study things and look at charts and all that stuff. Thank you.
I thought most people were going all the way to the state line and then remembering that it's illegal in Alabama and turning around and
but
going
now,
back.
No, Senator Jones tells us people from Alabama are going across state lines to buy lottery tickets. All right, we had in traffic with Kane just a second ago that fatal accident, pedestrian crossing I-10, and we'll go live to that scene with News 5's Katarina Lukatich to talk more about that. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
So where exactly on I-10 are you?
So this is at mile marker 62 if you're heading westbound. So if you're coming from Florida across the state line, about 4 or 5 miles down.
Okay.
On the side of the road there.
Now, this is the situation where you had a pedestrian, like not a vehicle versus a person on I-10?
Yeah, so someone was walking on the side of I-10 this morning around 4 o'clock, and it happens more often than you think, these people walking along the side of I-10. Don't know what they were doing, but somehow as they were walking along the side of the road, a car hit them. The person unfortunately did die of their injuries, but the driver in the car that hit them took off. So now troopers and deputies are looking for that driver in the hit and run.
Okay. Were there witnesses that saw that? Said that the car took off? I mean, is that who they're talking to this morning?
Yeah, I'm not sure who they're talking to. They're not really telling us that much about their investigation, but we do know that they did tell us that it is a hit and run and that they're looking for the driver. There is a car up there, and they seem to be talking to someone, but I'm not sure who that is.
And now, what about the traffic situation now on I-10 westbound?
So right now, one lane is blocked. The right-hand lane is blocked just around where the accident is. So it's slowing down traffic a little bit because it is down to one lane, but it hasn't gotten too bad just yet.
You know, you mentioned this pedestrian on I-10. Lord knows we see people walking across the street and down the side of the street, not on sidewalks here in the city of Mobile or in Daphne or Fairhope. But in this situation, you're talking about I-10, interstate. First of all, we'll say it's against the law to be on there as a pedestrian in the first place, but mm-hmm. It just makes no sense either. And you said you witness this with some regularity.
Yeah, I see. I come in at 2:30 every morning, and I see it a lot. People walking on the side of the interstate, they're always dressed in black, which is just mind-boggling to me. I'm not really sure where this person was going, because the closest exit is, I think my photojournalist Jay Cannon was saying, is the Wilcox exit, which is about 10 miles down the road. So I'm not really sure where they were heading to.
Unbelievable. Well, we will get further updates from you there on the scene. Katarina, thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Katerina Lukacich from News 5, checking in live from I-10. And I mean, this is something that I lament all the time here on just the surface streets, you know, as they call it, right? The non-interstate. First of all, the interstate says, you know, you can't be on there unless you're in a car and you're going over 45 miles an hour,
mm-hmm.
which 45 may be a challenge to some people, but no bicycles. Well, you can be in a motorcycle, too, but no bicycles, no pedestrians.
What about tractors? Are those, you have to, only if you're cutting the grass, I would imagine.
That's right. If you have the right, if you're there with the bat wing going down the side, cutting the grass alongside the interstate. But, I mean, we see it here on the surface streets, and now you see it on interstates. And I got to agree, this is completely anecdotal, but I know that Katerina and I were talking right before we went on. First of all, you're not supposed to be doing it. You're not supposed to be walking across the street, down the side of the interstate, and... But then to wear, like you're dressed like a ninja here with all black clothes or something like that. What the heck is going on?
Yeah, not a good idea. And when I was driving back here during the day, over the weekend, driving back from Louisiana on the I-10, there was maybe two or three different instances where people were walking down the interstate. And one had...
Because you saw three people on I-10.
Right. And one person had a small child with them that they were walking hand in hand with just off the side, just off the shoulder of
I-10. Did you see a car broken down and they would be trying to get to an exit to get help?
Not in one of those situations. I saw a car. But the other two, it looked like they were walking maybe exit to exit. And but that was during the middle of the day. I can't imagine at night how much more dangerous that would be.
Yeah, and it's this assumption. You know, I see it when I walk, and most of my walks, that's what I do for exercise, I walk. And I try to stay. I'm lucky enough to be able to get from my neighborhood and get over to the Municipal Park and Botanical Gardens and all that area, Longleaf Forest, and then the walking trail through Municipal Park, which is really nice. But the portion of time I have to be on the streets, first of all, you walk against traffic. You bicycle with traffic, you walk against traffic.
Right.
I mean, it was taught to me when I was a child. Seems like I was the only one that got that lesson looking around. And then to have your headphones in. Now, if I'm up in the Longleaf Forest or I'm walking on the walking trail, I'll have headphones in.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm on a street with vehicles, number one, I'm walking against traffic so I can see the cars come, and nobody can come up behind me. You know, number one, I see the cars coming, so I can get off the road. Number two, I don't have headphones in. But I see it all the time. People just... Like,
unfortunately, I think usually it's alcohol or drugs that are involved.
Or somebody who's going to work out who just hadn't figured out how to stay safe.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A dog who attacked two people in Mobile's Plateau community is with animal control this morning. The attack happened Tuesday at a home on Katy Street. When officers arrived at the scene, one of the victims was found on top of a car trying to get away from the pit bull.
We were able to pull the ladder truck up next to him after we saw the pit bull start to get real aggressive.
The other person who got hurt stayed in the house until animal control arrived. Neither victim went to the hospital. No word yet on what will happen to the pit bull. The city of Pritchard is trying to address a problem with its fire department, which many say is understaffed and ill-equipped. Many complaints surfaced in September after three people died in a house fire in 8 Mile. Mayor Jimmy Gardner announced yesterday they'll be getting two new fire trucks. Once the contracts are signed, the city should get them within 30 days. After almost two decades of talking about it, construction on the Wolf Bay Bridge could start as early as next year. The project, spanning a mile, will connect Highway 161 in Orange Beach to property just to the west of Barber's Marina on the north side of Wolf Bay. The connection has also raised concerns parts of the county would be annexed into the city. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Joined again by my buddy Sid Sexton from Sexton Lawn and Landscape. And it's time to get prepping, you were telling me the other day. Prepping for what?
Well, really lawn care. If you want a good lawn next season, next spring, maybe you're not happy with it this summer, now's the time to be planning for a good lawn next year.
You mean things we're doing now make a difference come spring?
Yeah, just like if you want to have a good day tomorrow, it starts with a good meal and a good night's rest. You'd really want to be thinking about aeration or getting a soil sample and seeing if you need to apply lime, maybe liquid aeration, maybe winterization with a fertilizer, or just cleaning up winter weeds. Those things are coming too.
Yeah, so things we do now in the fall make a big difference come spring.
Huge difference.
And I bet you have a list of those things for us you could roll out. You offered a few of them there. If we want more on that list or more information, how do we get in touch with you?
Just find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
You wouldn't go on a trip without knowing where you're going. Retirement is the same. That's where the Retirement Peace Roadmap radio show can help. Join host Don Moore for the latest on retirement, tax, and legacy planning. Sunday afternoon at 2 here on FM Talk 106.5.
I'm a mother,
And like most moms, my family is my priority. I'm concerned about our community. I teach my children personal responsibility and the importance of marriage. I feel strongly about the issues facing us today, such as the right to defend myself and my family. I believe a child has a right to life. I believe in smaller government and lower taxes on my family's income. Because of these beliefs, I'll be voting Republican on November 6th.
This message is presented and paid for by the Mobile County Republican Executive Committee.
Hi, it's Paul Feinbaum. College football season never ends. We're your home for coast-to-coast coverage of the game you love.
Paul Feinbaum, weekdays at 2 on FM Talk 106.5.
Top Trump administration immigration officials and White House advisors are described as still evaluating their options to deal with the massive caravan of migrants and refugees slowly working its way through Mexico toward the U.S. border. And Abby Phillip reports Mr. Trump will deal with a high-profile international issue this afternoon.
President Trump today is expected to meet with his CIA director, Gina Haspel. Now, Haspel just returned from Turkey, where she was getting briefed on the ongoing investigation into the murder of Jamal Khashoggi that Washington Post journalist. She's expected to brief the president about what she learned on that trip.
Just in from Istanbul, Saudi officials won't allow Turkish police to search a garden well in Saudi Arabia's consulate where Khashoggi was apparently killed. The Red Sox beat the Dodgers last night in Game 1 of the World Series, and somebody has won the record $1.6 billion Mega Millions jackpot. The ticket was purchased in South Carolina, but that's about all that's known this hour. Pre-market trading showing losses across the boards on Wall Street. I'm Michael Toscano.
Your Money Now brought to you by local UBS financial advisor Drew Wing. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. Call Drew Wing today, 510-0748. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
I'm Jennifer Kishchenko with Your Money Now. Aqua America has agreed to acquire privately owned natural gas utility Peoples in a deal worth $4.3 billion as the water utility seeks to diversify its service offering. Billed as the first major acquisition of a gas utility by a water provider, the deal would create a company that's both the second largest water utility and fifth largest standalone natural gas local distributor in the U.S. with 1.7 million customers. Federal regulators say Capital One has paid a $100 million fine over regulatory deficiencies in its anti-money laundering program. The bank says the penalty is related to check cashing service providers it hasn't worked with since 2014. Barclays posted better than expected quarterly results, although its cost rose. The British bank reported a profit of $2.1 billion. Crude oil trading at $66.39 a barrel this morning on Wall Street futures, indicating a moderately lower open. That's Your Money Now.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-569-2121. That's 800-569-2121. 800-569-2121. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Has changed. Where you get your financial advice should too. As you look to protect and grow your wealth in this uncertain market, the right partnership can give you one of the most powerful tools in investing today. Confidence. Let your UBS financial advisor, Drew Wing, advise you on how to invest in the market while protecting your principal with FDIC insurance. Advice that's backed by the only research in the industry dedicated to helping individual investors like you. So call your UBS financial advisor, Drew Wing, at 251-510-0748, because putting the right protection in place today can make a big difference tomorrow. Call Drew Wing at 251-510-0748. That's 510-0748. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. $200,000
$1,000 minimum account balance.
UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
It's 635 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, just talking about this during the news break there. A dreary day yesterday, just kind of pitter-patter of rain throughout the day. What are we looking for Wednesday, and how's the rest of the week looking?
Well, we've got another day of rain headed our way, and it's not going to be today. It'll be tomorrow. We've got a break today, which is rather nice. High pressure building here to the Gulf Coast, and it has to be warmer today. Yesterday's high only 69 degrees. We should get up to 78 today with plenty of sunshine. But the sunny skies, they're not going to last long because we've got a low pressure system off the South Texas coast, and it's going to start moving east tonight. Helped out also by the remnants of what was once Hurricane Willa on the east, on the west coast of Mexico. And that's going to add to this low pressure area. So it's going to spread a lot of rain across the Gulf Coast and across much of Alabama, Mississippi, northwest Florida tomorrow. We can look for some of that rain to develop tonight after midnight, and the low tonight will be in the low 60s tomorrow. A cloudy day with rain and heavy at times with temperatures in the low 70s. It's very possible we could pick up a couple of inches, maybe even 3 inches of rain through tomorrow night. Looks like that rain will taper off tomorrow night. And then on Friday, it'll become partly cloudy and a little cooler, about 68 degrees for Friday afternoon. As for the weekend, it's looking pretty good. Mostly sunny, around 72 on Saturday. And dry weather also for Sunday. Should be sunny, a little bit warmer, up to 78 degrees. And then on Monday, another cold front moves in. This one looks like a strong front. And Monday and Tuesday, highs will be in the low 70s, but falling down into the 40s for Monday night and Tuesday night. So some chilly weather to start next week, but looks like a rather nice weekend.
And it seems like things have changed here where summer held on for so long, it seemed. Now you just mentioned three different fronts in 6 days.
Yeah, one after another coming in, and will give us some nice weather today, and then once that low moves by, we'll clear off for Saturday, and then another front will come in early next week. So, yeah, there's a whole march here of fronts that will be reaching the Gulf Coast.
You're talking about Hurricane Willa there in the Pacific Basin. What about on our side? How's the Atlantic Basin looking?
You know, it was very quiet across the Caribbean and the Gulf of Mexico and even the Atlantic. There is a disturbed area northeast of the Leeward Islands, and it's possible that it could organize, but still conditions are not that favorable at this time. So we're looking good across the tropics.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist, tropical weather expert, Dr. Bill Williams. Catch him every hour in the morning show right here on FM Talk 106.5. Also on the way, got a little thing for you to start working on. I need you to figure out your age and your year of birth. That may be harder for some of us than others, but your age and your year of birth. Have those numbers ready, all right? We'll come back. I'll tell you why right here on Mobile Mornings.
Live and enjoy Mobile Bay. A developer's big loss can be your big gain Saturday, October 27th. Listen to this opportunity. On a 2-acre waterfront with covered boat docks on Mobile Bay, just $39.9, only minutes from downtown. The cost of the roads and improvements alone were more than the selling price set for these premium waterfront properties. 2 acres, $39.9, that's pennies on the dollar. Imagine coming home, jumping on your boat, and heading out on Mobile Bay. Enjoy fishing, boating, swimming, or just relaxing on the water, beats working in the backyard. 2 acres on the water with covered boat docks at a bargain price, one day only sale, Saturday, October 27th. Only 8 lots available. Don't delay. You'll love what you see. Excellent financing available. Call or click 877-BIG-VIEW.com for an early appointment. That's 877-BIG-VIEW. 877-BIG-VIEW, 877-244-8439.
Presented by Orchard Management.
Are you worried about your retirement, losing money in the stock market, and low interest rates? Listen to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Sundays from 4 until 5 p.m. on FM Talk 106.5.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas, fireplace, and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on DeRue Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy, she's real nice, and get a tour at 344-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
Contests on FM Talk 106.5 are open to persons 18 years of age or older. No purchase necessary to enter or win. Void where prohibited by law. Unless otherwise stated, all prizes must be claimed in person at FM Talk 106.5 studios during regular business hours. All prizes must be claimed within 14 days of winning. No substitution is permitted, and for all prizes with a value over $600, winners must complete a prize claim form, present a valid social security number, and will be issued an IRS form 1099 for the fair market value. Winners are responsible for all applicable title and registration fees and any state, local, and federal taxes. FM Talk 106.5 WAVH, their employees, owners, and agents are not responsible for liabilities arising directly or indirectly from the award or use of the prize. Bigler Broadcasting reserves the right to revise these rules at any time. For a complete copy of the FM Talk 106.5 official contest rules, visit us during regular business hours, 900 Western America Circle, Suite 106, Mobile.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department working a hit-run at Hamilton Boulevard between Mack Bayou Drive and Viking Way. And also, a pedestrian was killed hit-run I-10 westbound in Baldwin County this morning. It's a 62-mile marker. It's going to be about 4 miles past the Alabama-Florida state line. Both sides of the interstate, a little bit slower in that area. Celebrate Halloween with Papa Murphy's. Entertain your little goblins with our jack-o'-lantern pizza. Our pumpkin-shaped cheese and pepperoni is just $9. Available through Halloween at Papa Murphy's. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Thank you, Kane. 643 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. We'll check in with Kelly for headlines in just a second. So I asked you to gather some numbers there during the news break.
That's right. I have them prepared.
All right. So your year, let me get my calculator out here, okay? And like clear that, clear events, okay? So your year of birth.
That would be 1991.
Okay, 1991.
Mm-hmm. Do you need my social now, or
no? I've already got that. Okay. I've opened up so much credit in your name. 1991, and then your age?
That would be 27.
Okay, and let's see, and okay. So you put those two numbers together.
Okay,
what do you come up with?
2018. That's correct.
Okay. 2018. This year.
Yeah, I didn't even have to really add that.
Well, okay. Then what if you were me? I'm 46 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I was born in 1972.
Okay.
What does it come up with?
Well, that would be 2018.
Tell you what, if you take your birthday and add it to the year you were born, almost all of y'all will come up with 2018.
Mm-hmm.
Mysteries of the... Unless you hadn't had a birthday yet.
That's right.
Yeah, mysteries of the cosmos. So this thing is back. What I'm getting at is it's back. It's the old numerology meme. Each year they tweak. And so they said, you add this to this, and it gives you 2018. It's supposed to be of some significance. It's fun. I guess you'll share it on social media. Don't be sucked into this. I mean, it's basic mathematics here. Your age today plus your year of birth. They say it only happens once every 1,000 years, this special time. So today is some day of big import or significance. and most people who find it today, if you have already had your birthday this year, it will be true.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I guess if you have not, it will not be true.
But and I've seen people post things like this online, and I'll usually, you know, laugh at them, of course. I'm like,
right.
you dummy. Of course it's 2018.
Yeah.
But then who's the real loser? Because I just spent 4 minutes, you know, adding that or thinking just, about...
I hadn't thought about it in a couple of years. For some reason, I didn't notice it last few. But it's back. Like, this morning, it is back big time. Like, okay, if you're 18 years old and you were born in 2000, it's 2018.
Correct.
I mean, if you're 40 years old and you're born in 78, it's 2018. The trick, such as it is, only works if your birthday's already taken place. In October of 2018, someone born in November of 2000 is still only 17 years old, so it would not work for them. In logical terms, the reason this meme sometimes tricks people into believing that they've witnessed something incredible or meaningful is that it actually expresses your age and your birth year as two separate facts, rather than explaining, as we actually know, that your age is a function of your birth year, and you were that age because you are that age because your age is full of numbers, full of years that have passed since you were born. So the age plus birth canard is an old one. It's showed up as a meme year in and year out. It happened last year. It's happened pretty much every year, but it's back as of this morning. So it's fun, but the majority of y'all are going to add the two numbers together and come up with 2018, and then they'll do it again next year, and it'll be 2019.
You just saved a lot of people a lot of time, though.
I just thought I could do my part there. All right, time to check some actual news and headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5 this morning. Mobile police have released new surveillance images, hoping that you may be able to identify a robbery suspect who went into the Dick's Sporting Goods store at McGowan Park just before 6:30 earlier this month and began his supposed shopping spree by camouflaging his true intent in that store. Employees say they noticed his behavior at the back of the store. He could be seen in one of the aisles looking around and then putting items into a black duffel bag. Moments later, the store manager asks him to leave and to hand over the duffel bag, but he refuses to give up the stolen goods, even threatening to shoot the manager if he did not let go of the bag. Police were called, but by the time they arrived, that man took off with more than $500 worth of merchandise. Police say he does have a number of tattoos on his neck. If you know who he is, call Mobile Police. If you work in the STEM field, or maybe you want to accelerate your professional field in tech, you may want to move to Huntsville. Now that CompTIA has released a new study listing the top 20 tech towns in America, and Huntsville is on that list. Of course, Huntsville is home to NASA's Marshall Space Flight Center and Redstone Arsenal. They landed at number 10 on the list. The city also boasts the third most technical workforce in the country, with nearly 17% of employees in STEM jobs. So the factors focused on in this study were cities determined to offer the best quality of life for tech workers, factoring in such things as salaries, job availability, employment growth, and cost of living. IT jobs in Huntsville are expected to grow 4% over the next 5 years. According to the analysis, those jobs bring in salaries of a median for IT professionals in Huntsville at $91,998. Nationally, the average is $112,890. That's 107% higher than the average annual wage for all jobs, which is $54,420. Charlotte, North Carolina came in first, followed by Raleigh, North Carolina in second place. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Mob
introducing
rule
a new
or the
show
rule of law. That's what's on the line in this year's elections. This is Justice Tom Parker. You all saw how the leftist mobs tried to tear down Justice Kavanaugh. They want me to be next. I've served for 13 years on the Alabama Supreme Court as a strong but independent conservative voice. I've taken on and beaten the Southern Poverty Law Center and been outspoken that Roe v. Wade and Obergefell were wrongly decided. And I'm a strong supporter of President Trump and his efforts to put more conservatives on our federal courts. The leftist mob doesn't like that. They want judges who will overturn our laws and look the other way when the leftist mob tries to destroy our society. This is Justice Tom Parker, Republican for Chief Justice. I'm asking for your vote to keep Alabama's courts a place where the rule of law is respected and not where the mob rules. Paid for by Tom Parker for Chief Justice, Box 11822, Montgomery 36111.
Welcome to Professional Collision. How can I...
So my baby here's got dings all over the place, and I need her to look real good. Like, real good. You know what I'm saying? Like, real good. And I need her before this weekend, and I'm not made of money. And are you listening to me?
It's okay, sir. We got this.
From the moment you bring your car into Professional Collision, you're in good hands. Our certified expert technicians will be completely transparent through the whole repair process, and we'll never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations along the Gulf Coast. Visit us online to find out more.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
Good morning, 10 minutes till 7 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Boston Red Sox defeated the Los Angeles Dodgers 8-4 at Fenway Park in Game 1 of the World Series last night.
In a 3-hour, 52-minute game, Matt Barnes gets the win. Clayton Kershaw goes to 9-9 in his career in the postseason. He gets the loss.
Chris Sale allowed 3 earned runs on 5 hits with 7 strikeouts in 4 innings for Boston. And on the other side, Clayton Kershaw started for L.A. He allowed 5 earned runs on 7 hits with 5 strikeouts in 4 innings. The Red Sox offense came to play on Tuesday. Eduardo Nunez hit a pinch hit, 3-run home run in the 7th inning to push the Sox lead to 8-4.
That is him.
J.D. Martinez went 2-for-3 with 2 RBI and a run, and Andrew Benintendi went 4-for-5 with 1 RBI and 3 runs for Boston. Game 2 is in Boston tonight at 7:09. The Red Sox will start David Price on the mound, while Los Angeles will go with Hyun-Jin Ryu. At Ladd Peoples Stadium, the Troy Trojans beat the South Alabama Jaguars 38-17 to win this year's battle for the belt. The first 2 quarters were high-scoring, with the Trojans taking a 31-17 lead into the locker room at halftime. They would score once more on a quarterback sneak in the 4th quarter. Jags quarterback Evan Orth threw 2 touchdowns on 275 yards passing, but he also threw 3 interceptions to the Trojans' defense. South Alabama receiver Jamarius Way led the Jags with 6 catches for 80 yards and a touchdown, but he was overshadowed by Troy wide receiver Damian Willis, who brought in 5 catches for 132 yards and 2 touchdowns. Troy's record now stands at 6-2, meaning that they're bowl eligible at the end of the season, while the Jags' record falls to 2-6, and with only 4 games remaining, South would have to go undefeated to earn a bowl invite in head coach Steve Campbell's debut season with the team. The Jags next play at Arkansas State on November 3rd. Troy will head home to host Louisiana Lafayette on the same day. 6:53 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update is brought to you by Eyeglass World. With same-day service and 2 pairs for $78, Eyeglass World is the world's best way to buy glasses. Eyeglass World.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be warmer with temperatures in the upper 70s. Tonight, cloudy with showers developing, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, cloudy with showers and highs in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department are clear. State troopers working at accident again right by the state line. It's going to be I-10 westbound near the 62-mile marker, 4 miles past the Alabama-Florida state line. Right lane's blocked off. Avoid that area if you can. Pedestrian was struck. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs with insurance assistance. See them online at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 655 FM Talk 106.5. And time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. There is a recall in effect impacting BMW, as the company says 1.6 million of their vehicles worldwide could have fluid leaks that could result in a fire. BMW said that in some of their diesel vehicles, coolant could leak from the exhaust gas recirculation module, part of the emissions reduction system. The leaks could combine with soot at high temperatures and lead to a fire. The Munich-based company has already decided to recall 480,000 vehicles in Asia and Europe after fires were reported in South Korea. That's according to the Associated Press. The recall covers vehicles made between 2010 and 2017. The company statement tells customers that if your vehicle is impacted, you will be contacted. Some 54,700 vehicles were impacted here in the U.S. and Canada, but thankfully, no injuries have been reported. Heads up, Walmart shoppers. The way you handle your shopping list is about to change, as Walmart.com is changing their shipping policies just before the holiday shopping period. So beginning next month, products sold on Walmart.com by companies other than Walmart will now be eligible for free two-day shipping as long as you spend at least $35. Walmart.com shoppers will also be able to return eligible items purchased from a third-party vendor to Walmart stores. Free two-day shipping was previously only eligible on items sold by Walmart. For returns, customers will now be able to print out a return label via their home computer or take it to the store, and Walmart will send it back to the supplier. The customer will then receive the refund from the seller. Walmart says they have more than 140 million weekly customers, with 90% of those customers here in the U.S. living within 10 miles of one of their stores. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Yeah, you bunch of lazy bones. Why you gotta? Why do you have to have it sent to your house when you just go to the store? Thanks, Walmart, for a little additional guilt on a Wednesday morning. Hour number two of Mobile Mornings on the way next.